First, with the pandemic threatening food supply chains in America, that has people's thoughts turning more toward decentralized sources for meat and other products. Sources like some of the farmers in filmmaker Peter Bick's new 10-part documentary, Carbon Cowboys. Bick shows operations in several states and a few outside of the U.S. using a regenerative form of grazing that they say is better for the cows, the soil, and the farmers. Here's a clip of two of those farmers, Gabe Brown speaking first in Bismarck, North Dakota, followed by Alan Williams on his land in Starkville, Mississippi. They've just been talking about using a cocktail of different plants in their grazing fields as opposed to what used to be considered the easier method of planting a monocrop.
Why do I want to go out and spend thousands upon thousands of dollars every year on synthetic fertilizer when I can grow these crops for just the cost of the seed? They'll make the nitrogen for me, and then my livestock will come around and eat these plants, convert it to dollars for me to sell. So I'm getting all my fertilizer basically for a profit because I'm making money off of these crops.
You know, these plants are just almost going nuts, so to speak, with photosynthetic activity once we take the cattle off. And that is allowing these plants, as they're rapidly regrowing, to capture carbon out of the air, you know, and put it back into the soil.
Peter Bick is a professor of practice in the School of Sustainability and Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University. He founded the production company Carbon Nation to make media about climate change solutions. Peter, welcome to Central Time.
It's good to be here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
We also wanted to check in on how this type of alternative grazing method is working here in Wisconsin. Joseph Tomendell is executive director of the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship based out of Medford, Wisconsin. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, Joe, let's start here in Wisconsin before we visit the documentary. Can you talk about this concept of regenerative grazing and how it's working these days in Wisconsin?
Sure. So I dairy up in north central Wisconsin, and we're basically a grazing-based dairy farm. And really what we're doing, and this is just a great time of the year for us, is as grass is growing out on our fields, we're rotating the cows every 12 hours through basically a new break of grass and a brand new fresh piece of grass out in the field. So as you know, we're looking around at, you know, a lot of our topography in our rural neighborhoods. You know, we see a lot of brown and a lot of tillage. You know, the fun thing right now is that, you know, from green up, when our lawn started greening up, you know, my fields were already starting to green up and utilizing sunlight and growing grass, and it wasn't much longer, and we had cows out on it. So, you know, from here until the snow flies, we'll have cows out on grass.
And Peter, what led you to want to track people like Joe around the country and actually beyond the country who were doing this kind of thing, rotating their grazing?
First of all, Joe, it sounds beautiful what you're doing. It's nice to meet you. I've came at this through looking for solutions to climate change. And it was clear when I made a film called Carbon Nation that our soils were both a source of carbon if mistreated and a sink for carbon if treated the way nature had intended us to treat soil, which is keep it covered with grass or plants and let all that sunlight do what it's supposed to do, which is feed the world, basically. Let the plants have photosynthesis and draw down CO2 and feed carbon to all the soil microbes and have the system humming along. And so that's why I came at this. And then as I've met farmers, I've become just as much an advocate for farmers as anything else. I'm fascinated by farmers. They're heroes. And I think it's a crime that they're so underpaid and so many of them are in debt. But the folks I've seen who are focusing on nature and focusing on soil health, they're doing well. And that's exciting.
And Peter, something you hear again and again from the farmers you profile is, they see the environmental benefits here. They see the soil benefits. They see the increased biodiversity. But it's also working for them as a business model, this managed grazing.
Well, if you think about it, nature's got about 3.2 billion years of R&D behind it. So it would be good business to use that research and development. And that's really why I'm excited by regenerative agriculture. And we've been focusing on grazing because we think it's a way to turn around soils and get soils rebuilt in a very fast way. But it works because it works for the farmer. It's not about some sort of program that we have to pay farmers to do something because it's good for the world. It's good for the farmer and it's good for the world. And so our goal at Carbon Nation and at ASU is to just make sure that we keep telling these stories because we want farmers to understand that this is an option for them. The last thing I'd ever do is try to make a farmer do something. I'm not going to ever make a farmer do something. But if we can give them information, we can give them options and let them make the decision. I don't know, Joseph, what do you think? Do you think that's a good approach?
Oh, I definitely think it's a good approach, because this is something that it is a bit of a different practice. It's a different management system. But once you get it figured out, it really makes sense. It clearly makes sense. But it is difficult. It's a paradigm shift in a way. You know, one of the other passions I have, and as we look at this whole thing, is these farms are different. They're biological systems that are moving. They're changing every day, and people are really the key to these things to manage them. You know, the people and the farmers really need that relationship with livestock, plants, soil, weather. I mean, everything is constantly moving and changing, and that's where we're really trying to work on who are these next farmers and creating these next farmers. And that's the basis of our work with Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, is we're identifying farmers who are managing dairy cattle using regenerative managed grazing principles. And we're saying, hey, you're probably the best teacher and the best trainer out there. So what the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship is that it's a formal apprenticeship that, basically is utilizing these farms as a training and as an on-the-job training type of a component to identify those next managers so that we can start, growing the system and managing more land underneath these principles.
That's right, Joe. You're kind of doing two birds here. We've got an aging cohort of farm owners and not necessarily that succession plan in place for who's going to take over. So if somebody goes into the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, what kind of stuff do they learn from those experienced farmers?
Absolutely. The Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship is structured much like just a regular registered apprenticeship in electrical or plumbing or heating or anything like that. And what the apprentice is doing is they're working, they're paid, they're on the farm for 2 years, and we're basically documenting 4,000 hours of on-the-job training and related instruction. 3,700 hours are actually on-the-job training, but they're going through, all sorts of work categories and everything from, milking systems to raising calves, to feed budgeting, to, all aspects of the dairy, including soil health and the financial performance of it, so that they can really get a good understanding of what's going on. These individuals, hopefully, from that is we're giving them the background to become managers, maybe equity earners or full-on successors of these dairies. And that's the other beauty of managed grazing and regenerative dairy is because of the cost structure to get involved in it, it's actually a great way to get that next generation started. And as it's regenerating the soil and all these other things, it's also regenerating our farming population and rural communities.
Talking to Joe Tomendel from the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship based in Medford and Peter Bick, creator of the documentary series on regenerative grazing. It's called Carbon Cowboys. And Peter, another thing that struck me about the really cool people you profile along the way, they are ready to preach about regenerative grazing. I think one of them literally used the word he was preaching about it. They're trying to spread the word.
Well, it's really interesting. It's like they're ready to preach and not ready to preach at the same time. What I've found about farmers is they really don't want to toot their own horn. And yet at the same time, they have a great body of knowledge to share with their neighbors. And a lot of times their neighbors, their conventional neighbors, are curious, but they don't want to pry. And so it's this really interesting thing we've discovered because we're continuing to make a movie. We're making a movie right now about this type of regenerative grazing. And we're also combining it with a big research project to really understand what's the difference between what we're calling adaptive multi-paddock grazing and conventional grazing. Is there more carbon being drawn down? Are the birds and wildlife different? And we're seeing that just by us showing up and talking to both sides of the fence, we get conversations going between neighbors, and all of a sudden they find out that they hadn't really talked about it before, but there's a lot of curiosity. So I think there's a lot of movement potential with the conventional farmers living next door. We were told that everyone thought the adaptive farmer was crazy for trying these new techniques, but I'm starting to see that, no, I don't think they think they're crazy. They're just, they're curious, but they want to pry. So it's exciting to see.
And I love the excitement. At least one of the farmers, when that new kind of wild grass started showing up in the mix because it wasn't being overgrazed, it was like a, what did she say, like a new grandkid?
Yeah, that was that's Deborah Clark in our film Herd Impact. Yeah, she says like having a new grandchild. Because what she's talking about is what's called the latent seed bank. There's seeds that are 50 years old, 100 years old in pastures that because the pasture's not being grazed in a manner that that seed wants to grow in, it just sits there dormant. And as soon as folks change their methods and start working with nature, all of a sudden all these seeds that a generation or two haven't even seen in that county are showing up. They start growing.
And Joe, are you hopeful that by doing this kind of managed grazing, regenerative grazing, that you know your soil is going to hold up for you know a lot longer than it might have for future farmers?
Definitely, I think it's a clear way to really protect and reinvigorate and regenerate the soil that we have. And right along with it is you know we're covering that soil up. So when it comes to you know the amount of runoff that we have and soil loss that we have, we're protecting a lot more of it. And we're infiltrating a lot more of it just with the extra organic matter and by retaining that water on that soil longer.
And Peter, as we wrap up, you mentioned some of the research you're involved in right now. What's one more big question you're watching for as maybe more people take this on?
We're measuring the greenhouse gas cycling. What's happening with CO2 and methane and nitrous oxide? And can you draw down enough carbon from the atmosphere to counterbalance the natural methane emissions from the cattle? And the answer is looking like it, really looking like it. So we're seeing farmers like Joseph who are creating greenhouse gas sinks. So the world is better because these people are producing beef and dairy than it was if they weren't producing it. It's very counterintuitive for a lot of folks, but it's exciting. And our data's coming in right now, and it's I'm excited, and I can't wait to start publishing so that we can really share this with the world.
We'll leave it there for now. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And Joe, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Joe Tomendel, Executive Director of the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, and Peter Bick, Professor of Practice at Arizona State University, filmmaker behind the new documentary series looking at regenerative grazing. It's called Carbon Cowboys. By the way, we have a link up at WPR.org/Central Time if you want to check out some clips from that documentary.